we welcome into the studio head coach Doug Peterson. The Eagles 3-1 in a very tight NFC East, and the Washington Redskins wait on Sunday. And you've been a veteran here of the NFC East Wars. What is a division game like?
It's intense. The week is a little bit different from a preparation standpoint. In order to give yourself an opportunity for the postseason, you got to handle your division, and this is our first opportunity this weekend.
So, Doug, you get back from Detroit on Sunday night. You look at the film, I guess. At what point, like literally, are you into the Washington Redskins?
You know, I gotta put the Detroit Lions to rest first. I got to make sure that we're covering all our mistakes, covering all the positive plays. I'm actually looking at that game on the bus to the airport on the iPad, and then really this morning, making the final corrections and the final putting the final touches on it, and then all day the rest of the day today. I mean, Monday and Tuesday is all about Washington.
And what do you make of this team just from a very cursory standpoint? Because I know you're not deep into them yet.
Well, they've got great personnel on both sides of the ball. You know, Kirk Cousins, I think, as a quarterback, is a very efficient guy. I think he's playing a little bit better now, and he's got some confidence. Defensively, they're playing extremely well. And Josh Norman over there, he's a guy that, commands a lot of attention. Got to know where he's at and if he's matching or staying on his side and just different things that way. And Kerrigan is a guy that we know from years past that can rush the passer and do some great things there. So they got speed, Deshaun. You know a little bit about him and what he can do and his threat down the field. So this is another good test for us as a team, as a football team. It's another road test, second one in a row. In order to have an opportunity late in the year, you got to handle your division.
You came out of Detroit. I would characterize after the game, disappointed by the loss, but encouraged by a lot of the things that you saw. After you watched all the film, do you still feel encouraged about some of the things you saw?
I still do. I like the fact that even though all the adversity that hit us during this football game, our team was able to rally. They were a resilient group. There was no panic on the sideline, coaches and players, and put ourselves in a position to take the lead in this football game late in the game. And still with an opportunity to win it. And a lot of good things came out of this game on both sides, really all three phases. I thought Caleb Sturgis, he kicked the ball extremely well, the three big kicks there for us, and especially the one before half. And a lot of positives. And so this is a game that the players, when they watch it and they look at it, don't hang your heads over it, learn from it, and let's get better this week.
Not that you wanted it to happen, but it was going to happen at some point, that Carson Wentz would be staring a two-touchdown deficit in the face. How did he respond in the huddle and then communicating with you?
Well, he responded obviously very well, and it was my job too as a play caller not to get overly aggressive with calls, to still stick with the game plan. Felt like we had the ability to run the ball as well and utilize some play action pass for him, and we just methodically worked ourselves into this football game, and down 14-0 and 14-7, 21-7, eventually 21-10 at halftime, to score before the half and to score coming out of the locker room, I think those 10 points were crucial to us getting ourselves back into the football game, and Carson being a big part of that. Made some nice tough throws, some good decisions. Protection was good, and then the ability to run the ball obviously gave us an opportunity to get back in this football game.
I would imagine you were a bit disappointed at 21-17 down. You get the turnover in Detroit territory, came away with three rather than seven.
Yeah, you'd really like to get the touchdown there, especially after a turnover that deep in their territory in the red zone. And that was just unfortunate. We had a shot there, one to Nelson, one to DGB, and just came up a little bit short right there. But ultimately got some points that got us a little bit closer in the football game. Overall, pleased with number one, the defense getting the turnover, and then offensively getting points after that.
Where do you go with the offense, Doug? Quarter of the season, you're done. What do you want to see better? What are you pleased with?
Well, there's a lot of positive. Obviously the fact that, Carson playing as well as he is, he's really utilizing his strengths and his ability to run. You saw him run the football a little bit more in the Detroit game. We want to kind of keep that theme going a little bit with him, because I think when you get in tough situations, when you can utilize him as a runner, becomes important. And then just keep coming with our passing game. Putting guys in different. It's good to have all three tight ends out there. I think it created some matchup scenarios for us and for defenses. And then defensively, we had opportunities even in this game to get our hands on the ball again, and we got the one turnover, but we almost had an interception again. So, there's a lot of good that we need to just keep harping on and eliminate some mistakes, keep the game plan simple for our guys to execute, and just go play hard.
Doug, how would you assess the defense after four games?
Playing extremely well. It took them a little bit in this Detroit game to kind of settle into the game, but once they did, you saw the firepower and the aggression that they can impose, and they're getting hands on the ball, they're creating turnovers, they're getting after the quarterback, sacking the quarterback. I mean, what you saw in the second half is indicative of what our defense can do and what they've done all season long, and we just got to keep building on that.
What do you expect when this team really digs into it Wednesday and Thursday, getting ready for the Washington Redskins?
I have no doubt in my mind this group will be focused. They'll be laser focused. They'll be ready to get back out on the practice field. We don't play the game on Wednesday, obviously. It's going to take another hard week of preparation and study and practice. But I think this group is going to come back, and they're going to be ready to get back on the field come Wednesday.
I guess you learn a lot about a team when you go through a tough game, a tough loss like Detroit.
You do. And you want to see who your leaders are going to be, how your team is going to react. And I saw it all the way, even flying home. The guys were on their iPads watching the game, making the corrections and just watching the whole thing unfold. And that to me, that's a sign of a good football team that they're into it that way. And they were mad. I mean, they were more mad than they were like just dejected. I mean, we're all dejected, but I mean, they were ticked off and that they let this one slide again with all the adversity that we faced in the game. And so that's why this week, I think there won't be any extra motivation. They'll be motivated themselves.
Well, thanks so much, Doug. Good luck on Sunday against Washington, and beat the Redskins.
Thanks, Dave.